Big Red Bench. Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.
All right, a big red bench welcome to Alan Dineen of the Rebel Wheelers. Alan, you're headed to Spain for a competition for the Irish wheelchair rugby team. You're looking forward to it?
Yeah, it's going to be great. We're heading off to Zaragoza in Spain. We have a European B Championships over there, so it's going well. It's going to be a good one.
How's the training going for it? Is there much? Is you going up to Dublin or is it based out of Cork?
It's a bit of both. So we train in the club environment down in Cork. So that's what we're the Wheelers Multi Sports Club. We train on the Monday night, and then we're in Dublin nearly every weekend at the moment, every second weekend in preparation for this tournament then, and that's training with the international setup.
And there's a few of you going from Cork as well. We have Jade and John as well.
Yes, we've a nice group from Cork. So myself, Jade and John McGarty, we're flying the Cork flag. Very proud over there now with the rest of the team.
Well, how did you first start with the Rebel Wheelers, Alan?
So I was one of the founding members of Rebel Wheelers in the day. So kind of when that started up, I was one of the original kids. And then just stumbled from there, you know, started playing wheelchair basketball, wheelchair rugby, fell in love with rugby then, and kind of skyrocketed with that. Was onto the Irish team kind of about 2011, I think, was my first international tournament.
Mm-hmm.
And just been on that journey ever since.
We hear a lot about the Rebel Wheelers and the great work they do around Cork. What does it mean to yourself, Alan?
I wouldn't be where I am without Rebel Wheelers. They've been so facilitating to everything and like opened up so many avenues for kids with disabilities in Cork as well. Between like basketball and rugby, quite supportive on both of us, para-athletics as well. Any sport the club or the kids are doing, like, you know, Rebel Wheelers, they're so good at supporting us and kind of driving them on then as well, trying to get the best out of the kids as well, and whether that's goals of just participating or kind of having that international aspirations as well. They're really good at supporting it.
And I'm sure it's a great social outlet as well for yourself and everyone involved.
Yeah, it's great. You know, you get loads of friends, and you know, it's nice because obviously we're all coming from the same background then, whereas like if you're in your own social circle, you're probably the only person with a disability.
Mm-hmm.
So it's nice to kind of come together then and kind of like have those shared experiences, like, you know, especially there's a good group I'm involved with, basketball and the rugby. So like you kind of have your groups within the team then as well, like, and you're always like supportive and like kind of willing to egg you on then as well. And like if you've a bad day or whatever, you know, they're there, and there's probably someone on the team that has experienced something similar, like whether it's your wheelchair breaking or prosthetic falling apart or something, you know. So it's nice to have that kind of social outlet as well with the teams.
Is there many involved with the Rebel Wheelers? How many would you say is at the club?
I should know off the top of my head. there's over 50 kids with physical disabilities participating. Yeah, so it's grown. Like when we started originally, I think there was four of us, and then it just grew and grew and grew. And you know, like we're up to the stage now where there's the junior club on the Saturday, then there's like the wheelchair rugby on the Monday, which do a junior session and then a senior session.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the same with the basketball then as well. So there's junior and senior basketball. Para athletics will be quite similar. You know, it's massive now, and like you'd be pushing around town or walking around town or anywhere in Camp Free, and you'd see someone wearing a Rebel Wheeler top, which is quite nice now. Like, you know, it's kind of grown into a recognised club, which is great.
And you're always competing at just the upper echelons of Irish sport in general. There's always a great success story coming out of the club as well.
Yeah, no, it's good. Like I was saying a while ago, you know, they're very supportive. Like that rugby and basketball would be the ones I'd be most involved with. And like, we're quite successful. So the basketball, we've won so many more leagues and tournaments, and rugby's similar as well. You know, we've won the Irish League a good few times. We've always had minimum of two players on the Irish team with rugby thing as well. So it's definitely driving standards of what para sport should be in Ireland as well, which is great.
You're great to see. And you're competing in as an Irish wheelchair rugby player. What's the difference between wheelchair rugby and basketball? Is it as hard hitting as it looks?
It's probably harder hitting. So it's rugby. Wheelchair rugby is the only full contact Paralympic sport. So it's played on a basketball court, four players on court at a time. It gets rugby from the rugby name from the contact element. Outside of that, it's kind of a mixture of like basketball rules, American football rules, hockey or ice hockey rules as well. So it's a combination of kind of different sports. And it's also the only mixed gender sport at the Paralympic level as well. So males and females play together on the same team.
How many of you are headed to Zaragoza in Spain?
There are 12 in total. So there's 8 players and 4 staff. Again, quite small numbers, limited with developmental opportunities the last couple of years. But it's a strong squad, but a small squad, but looking to make an impact.
Well, absolutely. You're competing in Division B. How many teams then are you going facing, and what are you expecting from the competition?
So there's 8 teams in the competition. There's 2 groups, so Group A and Group B, and we're in the B group. We're hoping to get top 2 in our group and then get into the crossovers, and then hopefully crossovers go well, get into the finals then, and compete for first, second place in the finals, which would be promotion to European Championships A then.
Brilliant stuff. And that's the angle. Is there a big cost to all of this, Alan? I'd imagine so, getting over there and everything with a wheelchair.
Yeah, so there's loads of costs. Obviously, there's the funding issue of getting over there is the big thing, because it's not just bringing a person, you have to bring a minimum of 2 wheelchairs per person as well that you have to pay for. And then the price of the wheelchair itself is quite expensive. So wheelchairs are about 8-9 grand. So that's all out of the pockets then as well. And then we have a good fundraising kind of team behind us as well. You know, Jack Squibb is driving it on there an awful lot as well. So it's nice, but it is all kind of self-funded or fundraised. So there's always that stress of kind of funding being an issue for us wanting to go away to competitions as well.
Well, I'm sure if your wheelchair is getting battered and bruised from the rugby as well, there's a fair bit of repairs going into it.
There is, yeah. It's like a miniature Formula One setup with all the punctures you get and everything. So I'm well prepared at the moment. I'm just looking at my chair there, and I've 6 gear wheels with me, and I can guarantee I'll go through all those 6 gears multiple times over there. Yeah,
incredible. So if people want to donate and help you out, Alan, where can they do that?
Yeah, so there's an I Donate link. It's on our Irish Wheelchair Rugby Facebook and Instagram page. So it's a link in our bio there. And then if they want more information as well, they can just reach out to us on our social media channels. We're happy to get as many involved as we can. So if you have a disability, or if you don't have a disability, you just want to be involved in this, if you want to reach out, and we'll accommodate that as best as we can.
What other sports are there available besides the basketball and the rugby, if people are looking at getting involved?
So there's para-athletics, para-swimming, boccia, paracycling, there's any sport you can think of, really. There normally is a para version of that. I like that, too. Between rubber wheelers, IWA sports, Irish wheelchair rugby, Irish wheelchair basketball, Paralympics Ireland, you know, like we're always trying to accommodate as best as we can to get as many people involved in sport, because it's such a vital part of life as well.
Yeah, the Rebel Wheelers doing a fantastic work as always. So, Alan, when are you headed? You're headed off tomorrow, or is it?
We're heading off tomorrow. So, meeting in Dublin Airport at 5 a.m. So, nice early start for myself down here. And then we fly out, and the competition starts on Wednesday.
Well, brilliant stuff, Alan. I'm sure you'll do Rebel Wheelers, Cork, and the whole country pro. Thanks so much for taking the call, and best of luck. And people can go donate if they want to help you out as well on the Rebel Wheelers Facebook and Instagram pages. Alan, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you.
The Big Red Bench, Saturday and Sunday from 6 p.m. Cork's Red FM.